This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We got to get Mojo Child back on. We got our own John and Lance song. Dell.
Yeah, Dell.
That guy and his band worked hard to put that together. Here's some prop bets. You ready? According to Jimmy Shapiro, and this is coming from Bovada heads odd maker Pat Morrow, Eagles plus 4.5 are getting 56% of the money right now. Plus 4.5 is the money coming in on Eagles.
That's not a big difference, though.
No, but the fact that the public is on the Eagles is a little surprising that the money, a majority of the money. Because
no, wait a minute. 56% of the money?
44% to the Patriots.
The public is betting, it's not.
Yeah, 56% are betting Eagles.
But a 70%. 65 to 70 to 75%.
Yeah, but I'm just surprised. Look, the Super Bowl is a huge public bet.
Right.
Right? And who's more public than the Patriots? They've gotten to the Super Bowl a zillion times. I'm surprised to see a number that low getting all the Eagles action. That's a little surprising to me.
Well, it went down.
Of course, if you have an offshore account at Bovada, you probably do that a little bit more, so maybe you're less likely to just pound on the favorite and not worry about it. There's a big bet. There's a lot more of action on either the over or the under. It's 48.5. Where do you think the action's coming?
The public loves the over, but I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't on under.
It's over. 58% to 42%.
Public loves the over.
Public on the over.
Yeah.
Odds to win MVP. Tom Brady's at 22% so far of the money that's come in.
And Nick Foles, minus, what is he? Minus 150 or?
Well, I don't know. It's just the percentage of the money. It's been on Tom Brady, 22%, Nick Foles, 16%. Then Jay Ajayi at 6%. I don't think there can be. The only other person that could be is a defensive player who can turn a game around with
Gronk
interceptions
is third
and stuff like that.
On mine.
Gronk isn't getting money on this one because he's probably off the, as far as a handle that's coming in because, you know, you got to make sure the Gronkster's going to be good to go. Tom Brady passing yards, 289.5, 72% of the handles on over. 72. They really need that to go under. And you ready for this? Danny Amendola receiving yards, 47.5, over under, 92% of the handle on over.
On the over.
No one's betting under for Danny Amendola.
See, and that to me is a bad – you know who is a good bet in this is either Deion Lewis or James White, because Tom Brady will turn those guys into stars. If he used Amendola last game, which he did, chances are Amendola ain't going to be the star this game.
It's almost never the same guy.
Never the same.
Other than Gronk.
Other than Gronk.
So let me. So Dell, who's singing the national anthem this year?
Pink.
The over-under on the national anthem, it usually runs over 2 minutes to about 206 to 216.
What, I saw 121? What's the number?
It's 2 minutes.
Yeah, 121 seconds.
What do you like? It's Pink.
Over.
Now, Pink, now here we go. Let's break this down. Pink, she got started. Dell, what was Pink? Pink's known as a rock chick now, but when she first got started, she was, her genre was more.
What term would you like to use?
Well, I mean, there's not a really clean term anymore. I think R&B.
I guess so.
Whatever. It was more R&B. That's what her label wanted her to be. Mm-hmm. So she has that in her background. She can extend the national anthem a little bit with a little bit of soul if she wants to. I'm trying to figure out if this thing's going to go over or under. I think it's going to go under by about 3 or 4 seconds. I think she's going to roll through it, but she could make it about. If you want to make it about you, this is your moment.
This is, hey, how many times are you going to be seen by this many people in your life?
That's a long time for one song.
But this is the most people that will watch her ever.
Yeah.
True. Ever.
How many times?
Make it about you.
How many times will Giselle be shown on TV during a broadcast? 1.5.
Over.
What would you consider this? This is early Pink before she kind of transitioned.
I like to consider this Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's who they were trying to make her. Or Britney.
See, what
she was.
And now show her now. This is when the label had her doing stuff or she had to do this. And then now she's telling you it's you and your hand. She's got a song basically saying, good luck, buddy. We're breaking up. Now it's literally called You and Your Hand.
You or whatever. And Your Hand.
Yeah,
nice.
It's the name of the song.
Real classy. Would Bob McNair sing that? No.
What? No, what would Bob McNair would sing? Not sing
You and Your Hand.
It's not classy.
What would Bob McNair sing?
Something classy like Dean Martin or Frank Sinatra.
I think he'd sing something by like Bob Willis or something.
No.
Bread and jelly.
Fly me to the moon.
Bread and honey 20 times a day.
Nope, that's not. That's Uncle Drayton.
And by the way,
Uncle Drayton would sing that.
Yep. You and Your Hand is, it's not that recent.
No, it's older.
It's an older, yeah, but yeah.
But that was the first one when she came out rock-wise. I know that because my wife downloaded it. And I'm listening to the lyrics thinking, basically, she's just telling a guy to have special time with himself.
That's all.
Yeah, I'm looking at the video right now. She's in a rocker face.
She got in a rocker face pretty quick because that's who I guess she is. Giselle, you think it's? I think over. It's under.
Over 1.5 times?
I think they might show her once, maybe.
No, they'll show her a couple of times, especially if they win.
Del?
And you know how many times they showed her last time?
I don't remember.
Will?
She was dancing. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Late, because they came back. Depends on the game.
Will Justin Timberlake be wearing a hat for his performance?
Oh, yes.
70% are on yes.
A hat.
What is that? Do you have all of the different bets or just your site?
No, I got Bovada's.
Bovada's. That's Bovada.
Jimmy Shapiro sent it over.
See, here. There's a site, though, that takes all of the action from all over. Jose says he's got 60% on Eagles and 68% on the over. There's a site.
This is just Bovada. This is only Bovada's, it's some of the interesting like prop bets.
Right.
Let's break it right here because Gerald McCoy is going to be coming.
Yeah, we're going to talk to Gerald McCoy, the defensive tackle for the Bucks next right here.
Player.
Well, we're going to talk right now about Jeff Aronoff and Absolute Marble and Granite, who is spectacular at what he does. He's like the Tom Brady of, and you know what?
Does he need luck to be successful?
You do want him in your house. No, he doesn't need luck.
Then he's not
he's the GOAT. He's not the GOAT. Doesn't need any, you know what? Sometimes Jeff Aronoff needs luck too.
Does he cheat the win?
No, he doesn't.
All right, then he's not Tom Brady.
No.
He's better than Tom Brady.
No one's better than Tom Brady.
Not even Jeff Aronoff?
Well, Jeff Aronoff, no. I'm going to put it this way. No. No one is better.
Sorry,
than Tom
Jeff.
Brady.
I tried to hype you up, but John's not a fan of yours.
That's a hype beast, and that ain't working here. Okay, we're going to give the truth. And this is the truth right here on ESPN 97.5. Jeff Aronoff is great. He ain't Brady, but he is great. And he needs some luck. And he needs you to call him. He needs you to get there right now and call him at 703-880-2822. Wake him up, wake his ass up, and tell him, hey, I need you to come to my house and give me this estimate. And I want 20% off, too. You say it just like that. And I want my 20% off, Jeff Aronoff. And if you're looking for a guy who's going to take care of that business with the marble, the tile, the granite, the countertops, the outdoor patio, the fireplace, whatever it is, Jeff Aronoff is here for you. 703-880-2822. Tell him you heard it right here. 20% off.
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, Gerald McCoy's going to be driving. Is he calling us or are we calling him? Gerald McCoy. This never really works out if you want to know the truth. If you're not on Radio Row sitting there and he walks by, and even if he does, he's going to be about 4 or 5 minutes late. Oh, look at this. Calling in. How about that? Boom. Couldn't have been more wrong.
In your face, John.
Couldn't have been more wrong. He's actually calling in. Now, this is one that it rarely works out. Gerald McCoy. He's my new favorite player. Tampa Bay Buccaneer defensive tackle Gerald McCoy, who's a hell of a player, by the way. Mm-hmm. And he is representing Mountain Dew Ice. I would imagine that's something that the guys. Now, Mountain Dew Ice, is that an alcoholic beverage?
No, it's Mountain Dew.
Well, I know, but you could. Why can't it be alcoholic?
Nah, it's what? Have you ever heard of Dr. Pepper? It's because you mix it with alcohol. Now, no one said you couldn't mix it with alcohol.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't think the alcohol's
but
in it.
But Mountain Dew Ice sounds like something the guys would drink before the game and get hype. Because Mountain Dew, right? Don't you go crazy when you drink a Mountain Dew?
Find out with
don't,
Gerald.
Don't you? If you drink a Mountain Dew, you are ready to go out and play a football game, I would imagine. And Gerald McCoy is joining us right now on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Gerald, how are you?
Gerald, you there?
Hey. Hello?
Yeah, Gerald.
Gerald, how you doing?
Hey, morning.
Good morning. It's John and Lance here in Houston, and welcome to the show. We were just talking about this. We're going to talk about Mountain Dew Ice. Of course, my radio partner immediately like, you could probably mix that with an alcohol and turn it into a nice.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want with Mountain Dew Ice.
Right. I'm sure you can. But I would imagine you could drink that before the game, too, because if you drink a Mountain Dew, you're crazy. You want to skateboard down mountains and stuff, right?
Probably not. But it's definitely a really good drink, though.
You've had it. It's good. Mountain Dew Ice is good.
It's really good, man. It's really, really good.
Charged with caffeine. That's the part I like.
Of course, it's Mountain Dew. That's the part we like.
Yeah, absolutely.
The thing about it is, man, it's a lemon lime drink, and there's no lemon lime soda out there with caffeine in it. And this one has caffeine, and it actually tastes really good. That's the crazy part.
Now, hold on a second. I'm looking at this. This is real. Now, wait a minute.
What?
A Peter Dinklage? These two, okay. Yeah. PepsiCo Innovations, Dorito Blaze, and Mountain Dew Ice are making advertising history with a joint Super Bowl ad. So two advertisers coming together.
All right.
This is true. Listen to this. The two iconic brands are bringing head-to-head in an epic lip-syncing rap battle with Morgan Freeman bringing the cool with Mountain Dew Ice and Peter Dinklage, Tyrion Lannister, spitting fire with Doritos Blaze. Morgan teams up with Missy Elliott from Get Your Freak On. And Peter teams up with Busta Rhymes to bring his verse of "Look at Me Now" to life in a new way. So, this is kind of I'm looking forward to this, Gerald. You got Morgan Freeman in a rap battle. I can't wait to see this.
Yeah, it's a crazy thing. It's a real battle, man. The fans actually vote. The commercial is going to air in the first half of the game, and the fans can actually vote on which team they are. You know, and I'm here. To say that I am Team Ice Cold, and I'm with Morgan Freeman and Missy Elliott, and I'm actually wearing a Morgan Freeman T-shirt right now, which is actually pretty funny.
Oh, that's cool.
And, you know,
I want one of those.
Hilarious. The commercial is hilarious. People are going to love it, and the great thing about it is, like I said, it's a real battle. People can actually vote which one, you know, they want more. But, yeah, the ad is hilarious. The drink is actually really good, man, and it's not just me hyping it up. It really, really tastes good. So I think people will love it. Really enjoy it.
I can just hear Morgan Freeman just, sorry, Peter Dinklage, your team just punted. I'm Morgan Freeman with Mountain Dew Ice, and we keep it 100. That's what I want to hear. Hey, punted and 100 on the same thing.
Hey, listen, Morgan Freeman can do anything he wants, man. There's no way. This dude has seen and done it all, man. And he's the best. Listen, I think people will be or won't be surprised by seeing Morgan Freeman rapping because he doesn't age. Morgan Freeman has been in every era of the world and of Earth, of time. Yeah, he just doesn't age, man.
No,
he can do anything. Now he's rapping. It's crazy.
I got to ask you this. Did you come to Houston for the Super Bowl last year?
No, I didn't.
Okay. How many Super Bowls have you been to?
I've never been to the actual game, but I've been to the city.
Yeah, that's what I mean, the weeks of, yeah.
Yeah, weeks of, I've been to, since I've been to NFL, all but one,
so,
I believe.
So you didn't come to Houston?
All but two.
You didn't come to Houston week of?
No, I didn't.
Oh,
I didn't
that was Houston. The jam. You missed the spot.
Yeah.
You missed the spot. Now you're in Minneapolis?
Yeah.
Come on.
You chose Minneapolis over Houston.
But I be in Houston a lot, man, because I got family in Dallas, and then my wife and I, we like to go to Houston. I was actually in Houston for my birthday
nice.
A couple of years ago. So Houston is the spot. I'm not going to lie about that. I'm not lying about that.
We're in Houston now, and we had, as a matter, and everybody here in Houston loves OU, and we had Seth Luttrell.
Not everybody.
Well, nobody.
Some people.
Most people don't. But
the smart ones.
But we had Seth Luttrell, who was the fullback on the 2000 national champion OU team. And he was in studio with us yesterday, as a matter of fact. And, you know, I forgot to ask him, what about this year? And how about that game against Georgia? That had to be awesome.
Why are we even talking about
what? That? I just want to know.
Mountain Dew Ice.
I don't want to bring up anything bad for you. I'm just wondering how you felt about that.
Yeah, man. I don't know why we let off the gas. I don't know why we switched anything up. My defense let me down. They let me down. And I felt like our game plan in the overtime was not a good one. I don't think the play calling was great. And I think we should have just let a Heisman Trophy winner be who he was in the overtime. And, you know, we just didn't get it done. Did not get it done, man. And it hurt. I didn't want to talk to anybody after the game. I usually don't get that much into the games, but we were so close. You know, ever since my group, the 06 class, left, I've kept up with OU, but not as in-depth as this year because I truly believed in Baker Mayfield and what he could do for this team. You know, so when we got there and then lost that game, I was really upset. And, you know, I actually went to dinner the next day and somebody was like, "It's a pretty tough game, huh?" And my wife was like, "You need to get away from this table right now." You know, my wife was like, "Dude, you don't understand that this is not what you want to do right now. Don't bring that game up."
See, so, that's what.
Yeah,
I mean, we've got. I think there's a very defined line. If you're a guy, and your squad loses, if you're another dude, you should not jump in and try. Like you got to give. If you are really, if it's your squad, or right. You lost a lot of money. You got to let a guy have his space. You can't just jump in.
I thought there was enough time. So that's why I brought
it up. No, there's enough time now. Gerald, you got to fade the heat now.
Right.
It's not like he's calling you the next day.
Yeah, at this point, I can talk about it. That next day, I didn't want, don't bring that up to me. It just happened.
Yeah.
You know, it just happened. We had these guys down by, 21 or whatever it was. Mm-hmm.
I honestly thought Oklahoma was a tougher matchup for Alabama than Georgia would have been.
I honestly believe that Alabama, as good as their defense was, would have had problem. Baker Mayfield would have gave them problem.
They had trouble with Georgia as it was.
Right.
So, I don't want to rub it in, but you would have been national champions.
Yeah, national.
Would have let Baker be Baker.
That's so. All. Lincoln Riley, that's on you.
Overtime, that's what they should have done.
Clemson didn't do? Clemson didn't say this. Hey, let's just start getting the ball to Leggett. Gallman. Hey, let's just start getting it to Wayne Gallman here. Let's not let Deshaun Watson win it.
Right.
You know, I didn't see Clemson doing that.
No, and that's why
they won. Yeah, they started doing, like, screens and jet sweeps and reverses. I'm like, what are we doing?
Right.
Getting the ball out of your best player. The best player in the country. This is what we're calling him when we call him the Heisman Trophy winner. He is the best player in college football, and you're taking the ball out of his hand? I didn't understand that. And Coach Riley, man, he's a great play caller, and I just didn't understand what we were doing in overtime. It just was not great choices. I just didn't get it.
Gerald McCoy with us here on ESPN 97.5. Oh, let's talk just for a minute here. I know you're short, but your division. Look at how the Saints
best
came up
football.
This year. It really was the best
brutal.
In football this year.
Last year wasn't easy either.
Yeah, no.
I mean, year before. I mean,
Carolina, Tampa. Are you Atlanta? Win getting to the Super Bowl. I mean, this division ain't getting any easier.
Yeah. No, it's not. And we have to get much better though. Because it's going to do nothing but improve. I mean, let's be honest. Nobody expected New Orleans to do what they did. And for those guys they brought in, they had an excellent rookie class. They're most likely going to have the offensive and defensive rookies of the year on that one team. And then they had a really good offensive lineman and the rookie right tackle they had. And it's just they had a really, really good draft. And they put it together, man. How Cam Jordan is not up for at least, you know, a finalist for Defensive Player of the Year, I don't understand, but they took the league by storm, man, and they're going to do nothing but get better because all those guys are young. And that team stops and goes as number 9 goes. And I trained with this guy in the offseason, and I was just around him at the Pro Bowl, and he's not slowing down. It's crazy, you know, how some of these guys don't age and they just get better with time. And, you know, Cam Newton and the Carolina Panther defense and that offense, and they just that's a very tough team to beat, is Carolina when they're rolling, because they're a momentum team. And then we don't really have to talk about Atlanta. They just got out the Super Bowl and, you know, fought back to get back to the playoffs.
And then Lincoln Riley started calling plays in the fourth quarter. Oh, no, wait. That was Kyle Shanahan. My bad. Same thing. It's not the same thing. Same thing.
You know, they this division is very tough to win in. And but I think our last game, we put the division on notice that we're not going away. You know, we beat the NFC South champs. And that's a great way to end the season, is with a win at home against the NFC South champs. So we're not going anywhere, but we have to do more. The week prior, we had Carolina on the ropes, 4th-and-3. We get a stop there. We win that game. Had a bad penalty, an offside penalty. They get the ball, fumble it into the end zone and score. And it's just like, we're that close, you know, and that happened with Atlanta the week before that, you know, get down to the last drive and we just can't score. We missed the field goal, you know, to win the game. And it's just, we're very close, but we have to do more and find a way to finish those games out. That's the difference in us and most teams, especially the two teams that are playing the Super Bowl. They're finishing games, and we got to do a better job of that.
Got to finish. Plus or minus 4 to 5 games every year could swing either way. And They swung against you guys this year, to be sure. Well, don't miss. This is going to be a lot of fun. Le'Veon Bell and Gerald McCoy are both going to be at a Mountain Dew pop-up space on 3rd floor north at Mall of America if you guys are headed out of town today. Not sure if that's going to happen. But you can check out PepsiCo with Dorito Blaze and then Mountain Dew Ice. As Morgan Freeman, his team Mountain Dew Ice, Peter Dinklage has got Doritos Blaze, and they are going to have a rap battle on a commercial as two brands come together for the Super Bowl. So this is going to be really, really good. Really looking forward to that, because two iconic guys in very different ways.
Awesome.
Peter Dinklage with the Game of Thrones, and of course Morgan Freeman with everything.
Man, Gerald McCoy, man, we appreciate you joining us. We know you got a lot of interviews to do today. Thanks for hanging, and we'll be watching you next season.
Appreciate you guys, man. God bless you.
Boomer.
Guys,
man.
He didn't do it.
He didn't do it. Do sooner, everybody says you got to do sooner.
No, you don't have to.
Yeah, you do. If you're a sooner, just like
try it again. Boomer.
Jig him. Boomer.
Boomer.
No.
Dell. Boomer.
It's not he ain't saying
sooner.
Oh! He did it!
You see, Gerald knows what's up.
That's it. Gerald, we appreciate it, man.
Thanks, man.
He did it. Yep. All right. We got to take a break. 829 ESPN.
Dell wasn't going to. Dell wasn't.
Dell wasn't doing it. Had nothing.
I'm
to do
not
it.
Even supposed to do that.
Yeah.
That's
you're not.
Not
oh,
I'm
no.
In serious.
Yeah, guess what?
I hope my wife's doing yoga or something, because this is not going to be good.
Well, if you
I got
saying,
in trouble for saying Oklahoma, Texas. You're supposed to put. I'm supposed to Texas put Texas OU? Ahead of. Yeah. I'm supposed to say Texas OU. Instantaneous. There's a video of me. I'm videoing her. I was periscoping her during a game where she was saying some ugly things about everybody and everything in her living room.
Was Marty around?
Well, I made them go to a different room, like it mattered, and I started periscoping her. She saw me. She's like, oh, real nice. If you don't turn that thing on right now, I'm never going to you ever again. Bang. And she slammed the door. Periscope.
Wow.
There was like 700 people watching.
Wow.
I was like, ooh.
Nice.
And then I did it again, and she chased after me.
Lauren wants to know what Snacks was eating at the time, though.
Lauren? Who's that girl?
No, Lauren is a guy.
Oh, my bad.
Is that his first or last name?
I don't know, but wants to know what Snacks was eating. Doesn't like it.
Here's what I'm doing. I'm just Kermiting some tea.
That's what you're doing.
People need to realize that if you don't, like, people that I respect and, you know, who have, there's certain people. A great philosopher named James Harden once said, if you matter, you don't mind.
I never knew that.
No.
That's
then
what
he said, if you mind, you don't matter.
Mind over matter is the thing. So if you're mind over matter is what happens
the
over.
Great James Harden once said,
Prime Social.
Be careful about flopping sets because you could get yourself in trouble. Do you know
the Prime Social, which is the top spot for poker here in Houston. It's been open literally 1 week. Today is their 1 week anniversary. They're open from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. They have tournaments going every day at noon and at 6 o'clock. They have cash games going all day, every day. They also have tremendous food. The guy who owns and runs the Soma Sushi and like seven different restaurants here, he's handling their food section. So that's legit. Food and beverage. It's a beautiful space. Safe. They've got security guards, of course. It's 7801 Westheimer. They also have Bad Beat jackpots, $50,000 Hold'em Bad Beat jackpot. Details are at PrimeSocialTX.com. You have an Omaha Bad Beat jackpot where everybody at the table can get a little piece of that one. And there's a special opportunity for them to buy you a car as well. Like, there's all kinds of stuff they've got going on right now, and most of it revolves around amazing gaming, including poker, but they're also getting the backgammon and the chess, and there's this crazy video game that where you shoot these fish, and guys like really like this game. So it's just an example of what they've got going on there, but do not miss out on over $66,000 guaranteed every single week in payouts just on the tournaments alone. And we're not even counting cash games. And Granado may have put a little dent in some other people's pockets last weekend. Make sure that you go to the website, PrimeSocialTX.com, or just head on down. It's between Dunvale and Hillcroft on Westheimer at 7801. It's Prime Social.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
This is terrible news. Tyler says, Mark Appel stepping away from baseball, easily the biggest bust in Major League Baseball history. Could have had Chris Bryant. Yeah, could have had Chris Bryant instead of Mark Appel. That's just like, could have had Kawhi Leonard, because you could have, because he was the pick right after you took Marcus Morris, or Marquise Morris, whichever one you took, whichever the twins you took. He was the very next pick. So, yeah, Chris Bryant was the very next pick. And it wasn't like Chris Bryant couldn't have been the number one pick, because he obviously could have. Yeah, well, I don't know how things would have been different, because you did have Alex Bregman at third base instead of Chris Bryant. Alex Bregman, I mean, I guess maybe could have played somewhere else. I don't know.
You can't. People who pine for 100% batting average for every GM.
No.
You can't.
But Mark Appel had a lot of red flags. First of all, he was in the draft before, seventh pick,
yep,
and went back to school. Wasn't as good.
He used
the system, which is what I wrote about last week. Was what the hell? How come baseball players can go into the draft, get picked, and then go back and play baseball, but football players can't have any of that leverage?
Well, which one do you want? Do you want them both?
It's great for the player to have some leverage against the league. I would rather no. Why? What is the deal with that? Everything has to be for the leagues. The NCAA was established for the kids, to protect the kids. So if a player if he doesn't get drafted, why can't he go back to school? Oh, who's he hurting? If he doesn't get drafted, who's he hurting that he could go back?
Well, somebody else's scholarship. They got to replace.
It's in the same offseason.
Well, I know, but you're already, the way that they recruit and the way that they offer now, I think they want to know.
Well, they would know by the time the next they would know by the next signing class.
But you quit entire semesters, at least for the NFL draft.
Well, that was the thing.
That's a problem.
If they continue to go. If they continue to keep up their grades.
Basketball players are a joke. They barely try to stay legal. They barely try to stay eligible for one semester. That's it.
No, you are generalizing. There are some basketball players that actually go to school.
I'm talking about the guys who are one and done, who know they're one and done.
Right. Well,
really good ones.
No, well, that's different.
They're not.
Those guys aren't going back anyway, and they're getting drafted. Yeah. Those guys aren't going back anyway.
Right.
The really, really good ones that are one and done, we know. I'm talking about a kid that comes out as a junior, a mistake. Goes through the draft, doesn't get drafted, and then doesn't even get signed as a free. Who cares if he goes back to school?
You can go back to school, but you just don't get it on the scholarship.
No, you can't go back and play. Once you're in the draft, you can't play college ball
anymore. No. You can go back to school.
I'm going back and playing. Why not play?
Because then everybody would be coming out.
And?
No, you can't have everybody out all the time. Then
baseball
then
is.
Then you're opening up the draft. Well, I don't care what baseball does.
Wait a minute. Baseball is. Why can't basketball?
Why don't we follow the baseball model?
Why not? It's better for the kid.
But baseball, you can come out of high school. I don't think 18-year-olds physically, they've already said physically it's a bad idea.
Well,
and CTE now, the way that is.
In basketball?
For football. No, I'm talking about
in basketball. In basketball. And, oh, by the way, if the kid doesn't – now, the league made it so you can't get drafted 1 year after. That's a league rule. That's not a college rule. That's a league rule. Mm-hmm. The league decided you got to play 1 year after. So that's on the NBA.
What's wrong with baseball having different rules than basketball?
Is there general –
You can come out in 18.
We're talking about general fairness here.
And then
if
you go to college – fairness of what?
Wait, but okay. And the same thing. A volleyball player can go and transfer and not sit a year. I was talking to, a very high-ranking official. He said, that's really not fair. Why is it that football has to sit a year and you can transfer in volleyball not?
Right now, we're all over the map with basketball and in transfer rules and then leverage against
leagues.
That's
exactly the point. We're all over the map.
Yeah, but I mean, you got a bunch of different things going on here in this argument about it's not – you should have leverage against the – leagues, but then you can't transfer. Like, those are two totally different. Those are way different.
No. But I'm talking about the general football and basketball. For whatever reason, they strangle the kid. And they're strangling them in baseball.
College
the kid,
or pro?
Mark Appel had leverage. He said, I was the seventh over. You know why he wasn't the first pick his junior year was because he had Scott Boras.
That screws
and
the
he
team.
Knew.
That screws the team who's going to pay them, by the way, potentially millions. Fans are going to foot the bill. Yeah, actually, I do care about the Major League Baseball teams. I care a lot more about the health of a professional sports league than if Mark Appel has leverage in his negotiations.
Hey, how has it hurt the Major League Baseball that Mark Appel has leverage?
Well, first of all, whoever drafted him, and he goes back, and he's the seventh, especially seventh. It's one thing if you're a third or fourth or fifth or seventh round pick. That happens all the time. You know that going in. You try to get a feel. You draft the guy seventh, and he goes back. That's like, seventh. The slotting on seventh is pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, and too bad if you go to a bad team. That's what parity is. Not every team is going to be in the coolest city out there.
No. Nobody said about anything about that. It's the leverage for the – actually, Mark Appel would have been number one in that draft if he didn't have Scott Boras. They knew he would be tough to sign because he was a junior. So he lasted until the seventh pick. The point being is – why is it always for the sports league and not for the kid?
Because it shouldn't be for the kid when the sports leagues are the ones that are going to foot the bills for them to make a living. Why can't you just set a rule and just say, look, we're getting ready to potentially set you up for life if you're not a total idiot with your money. We're going to give you opportunities for fame and fortune that you've never had. Why can't that opportunity say, if you are going to go to a corporate environment – then you have to play by their rules.
Well, no, right. But if you're one of the best, you're going to make money. This thing that you don't make any money in any other, but that's
crap.
If you're one of the elite in mathematics or science or whatever you're doing, you're going to get paid and get set up for life,
you're
too.
You're going to be – no one is screwing a kid over because they draft them.
No. Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, there is. First of all, in the NFL, they're slotting. No more can we get as much as we possibly want.
Because
we slotted our money.
But John,
you have to go where you're picked, and you get the slotted money.
Yeah, if you get to go wherever you want, then all it becomes is then teams will completely fall off the map.
I get it. I get the whole draft thing.
Yeah,
but
we gotta
every
do it that
rule
way.
Is for the league, and that it's never for the kid. Ever.
It shouldn't. The player. There's a lot of advantage when you talk about the players have a lot of advantages. I don't care about the college kid. This is you want to come into the league. This is what it is. You can come in or not, but why do I care about what happens to one college kid and making sure that
he gets it exactly.
I don't care. This is a league. You're about to make fame and fortune if you're any good. It's no one is doing you. Like, what do you think is doing them bad? And first of all, which league are we talking about? Because they're all different.
Right. And that's exactly the point. They're all different.
But they have to be because there's a minor league, a true minor league for baseball. And the hit rate is much lower in baseball than it is in football and basketball.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know what I don't know what difference.
Well, so you
got to
go
really.
Through the minor league system. Sometimes you don't get paid. You got a tougher come up in Major League Baseball.
The slotting is different, but you have to do that because of the because you don't have a cap in baseball.
Well, I don't know. In basketball, there's only 12 spots, 15 spots. There's only 25 or 40 man roster in baseball.
Yeah,
there's
tons 32, of minor leagues.
There are 30 teams. You know, I get it. Yeah, there's a ton of minor league teams, but again, that's not making it. And there's fewer guys that make it in the NBA than there are in Major League Baseball. There's more guys, period.
Well, I think if you go to school, you do screw an entire organization. If somebody makes a draft pick and you don't get a bunch of first rounders, you get one. If your first round pick was on Mark Appel at 7 and then he bails on you, you're like, WTF, this is the first round. It's not like you're a fourth rounder.
It happens. It happens.
It's seventh. Yeah.
And it happened. Guess what? It happened with Mark Appel. Uh-huh. And he went back to school.
But I didn't think there was anything wrong.
He had some leverage, and then he ended up the number one pick overall.
Yeah, but your initial point was it wrong to draft Mark Appel? I don't think it was wrong to draft him. Truth be told, he was a good college player.
Oh, no,
player.
It was wrong.
Why?
It was wrong to draft Mark Appel.
Hindsight it was, but at the time, was it wrong?
Yeah. No,
why?
Yes, it was wrong. Because, again, he had Scott Boras, a difficult guy, and he wasn't as good. If you look at his Stanford...
He wasn't as good as second year.
His last year.
He screwed himself by going back to school.
Yes, he did. Yeah, he did. But he was number one overall pick. But it turned out to be a really bad pick. A really bad pick. Never even played for you. You traded him for nothing.
Because he wasn't good.
Yeah. You've traded him for for Giles in the Giles trade for nothing. And oh, by the way, Chris Bryant is an MVP.
Yeah. Well, you missed on that. But the point is, the Astros have had a good run of drafting for the most part.
Yeah. No, they hit with Carlos Correa.
Okay,
they hit with Alex
you
Bregman.
Missed on Appel.
They hit with McCullers.
But what I don't like is when people try to hyper focus on that thing. But you got to talk about, like, the McCullers deal was also a big addition. They took a supposedly lesser player in Carlos Correa because he would take a lower slot and they could afford Lance McCullers where they got him. It ended up being a gigantic win. So I'm just saying, when people hyper-focus on the worst moves, because Appel is a terrible move, that's not really fair to organizations.
Granted. But Portland is still feeling the effects of Michael Sam Bowie and Michael Jordan.
I mean, they had a chance.
KD.
Years.
Yeah, they passed on KD as well. I mean, they really
they're habitual idiots.
Yeah, right. So that and Daryl Morey, you don't think that he would love to have had Kawhi Leonard right now?
Yeah.
As opposed to Marcus Morris?
Yeah.
I mean, these are things that you have to live with as an organization. It's one thing that Jeff Luhnow has to live with.
Yeah, but no organization.
That said,
organizations are very rarely defined by one draft or one move. It's usually a series of things where you say, this guy's kind of an idiot. Look at all the, like Rick Smith in the second, third, fourth, or whatever. That middle round stuff catches up with your roster depth.
Yeah.
One thing, if we point to one move isn't going to kill you. A series of bad moves.
Oh,
or
F.
average moves.
Well, that was that.
And you turn into a 7-9, 9-7.
That's the argument
for
against,
life
against Rick Smith.
Won the AFC South 2 years in a row.
Yeah, whatever. Did he win? Win the World Series like Jeff Luhnow? No, he was
won
able
the
to
AFC
overcome
South 2 years in a row.
Able to overcome the Mark Appel deal.
We were 9-7,
but it is still something. South. It's still obviously a craw. What you know?
People don't like it, but you know, World Series.
World Series champs.
I mean, I'm good with however it's turned out.
You're damn right, Woo. And, do you think Jeff Luhnow would say that about James Hardy Plank? I don't know. I don't know what Jeff Luhnow thinks about James Hardy Plank. I do know what I think about it. I think it's the greatest Hardy Plank in the world, James Hardy Plank. If you're looking for a great, great siding for your home, why get an average siding? Why get meh siding? If you're going to do siding for your home, if your home sucks and you need new siding, well, then you need James Hardy Plank siding. Yeah, you did. And it's not James Harden Plank. It's James Hardy Plank. Over 1,400 styles and color combinations for your dream home look. Long-lasting durability. It has it all. And Allied is the people that you want to install. And Leonard has said, you know, there's these people that are making their own windows. They're making their own siding. No. What we do is we install. That's what Allied Siding and Windows has been doing for 29 years. They do it better than anyone. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You want the best. You want the best installer. You want it at 713 Windows. A 30-second call sets up a 30-minute meeting. No high-pressured sales pitch, just a free estimate. Then then if you tell them I sent you, you get a $500 Amazon certificate with a whole home siding purchase. You also get 100% financing with zero down and zero interest for 18 months. 713 Windows, 713-946-3697. Allied Siding and Windows, affordable, local, reliable.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 852, ESPN 97.5. John and Lance and Dell. Raheel's going to join us in just a little bit. Actually got here on time as opposed to what he usually does, which is nice.
Am I allowed to talk right now?
Yeah, you can get in and talk.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Doing all right. What's up? How's your morning been?
Our morning's been great.
Our morning's great. How's yours?
It's okay.
We had Jocko and the Kid and Gerald McCoy on.
Yeah, I heard.
Jeff Jockowitz from Jocko and the Kid. You might want to catch that on a podcast.
Yeah, he has like I believe their show has like a 13 share.
I don't know. Well, I doubt it. He said it's a Saturday Houston. Show between two car shows, but yeah.
Right. No, like 13 people share the link for.
Oh, 13 shares.
Yeah. He has 13 shares on the podcast.
I thought you meant, like a radio term. Also today, we found out that John wrote an entire article going after Dell's comments.
Bro, Dell is out here getting headlines in
Dell,
the Houston sports market.
Dell got name checked on a headline.
Dell is getting
brand
headlines.
Just went up here.
Dell's
again?
Brand.
Yeah. Oh, after he had relations with Lane Kiffin. Did you see that? Okay. All right.
On the mic, Dell. You can't do the hand to the mouth move.
Okay. Who
he did an ugly move to
who
his
made
mama.
Better? Who made better relations? John to Tom Brady or Dell to Lane Kiffin?
Oh, Dell to Lane Kiffin.
No, I don't know.
No.
You tried making it a three-way by putting Dell into it?
He had his Lane Kiffin knee pads on when he wrote that. Wait,
what are those?
Okay.
What are those?
FIU.
Is that like
FAU? FIA? One of them.
Wait, the Lane Kiffin knee pads? Are they like the copper fit kind or what?
They're the Owls knee pads.
Copper fit.
Hey, Jerry does Rice here.
When you are about to, maybe possibly service Tom Brady, does he ask you to eat some, avocado ice cream beforehand?
Because he's got a delicious recipe for that.
Because he likes that feeling on him when you're, are you swirling that around before you get to work? What's the deal with you and Tom Brady?
I don't do anything like that. I don't know what
are you sure? Because that article makes it seem like you do. Like Tom Brady actually pimps you out. And then says, eat some avocado ice cream, Bia.
Holy moly, that just got aggressive. That,
avocado ice cream is
I thought
good.
You made some very well-reasoned arguments against Dell.
I
thought your arguments were very sound against Dell.
Yeah.
The one part
they're not sound because he takes a premise that doesn't have anything to do with the article I wrote.
Well,
they're
I don't know what the article you wrote because I won't click on it. Mm-hmm.
It's a ridiculous premise because my article has nothing to do with.
Well, I'm just saying, I just read the article. He argued a premise against your premise.
His premise is trash.
Well, his premise wasn't bad. It was argued against what yours was, hated Tom Brady, I think.
No, his premise was,
who could possibly want to see Black Bulls in the Super Bowl?
That wasn't my premise at all.
I can't understand what he's saying. Is that how you talk?
It's just our job.
You must be stupid if you think Black Bulls should be in the Super Bowl. That wasn't my premise.
The premise was, it's okay to hate Tom Brady, and anyone who tells you to appreciate his greatness is a jackal.
Appreciate his greatness.
That's not what John. But
well,
this,
John
okay,
is
look,
wrong.
This is what this is what one paragraph says. Same goes for Wayne Gretzky, Muhammad Ali, Jack Nicklaus, and Babe Ruth. Brady will be right there with them. It won't be long before he won't be out there anymore, and generations to come will have missed out on seeing the GOAT. Then the next. Now this is where I thought maybe he went too far. In the next paragraph at the end, where he said, "All that hate Dell's had for all these years will one day turn into a bittersweet memory he can relate to the youngsters bouncing on his knee. They'll look up and say," and this is the quote that I thought may have crossed the line, "Thanks, Uncle Dell. You sure are a good loser. You're a loser, but a good one." I felt like that was too much.
I don't know why I'm bouncing kids on my knee.
I know, which is another
it's
troubling.
Just weird.
The whole
thing is weird.
The whole
and
paragraph,
out of line.
I felt like he got personal.
But you know, the deal is,
I just could see you as an 80-year-old with kids bouncing on your knee. That's
John's
all.
John's trying to build clicks off my back because he knows he can't create any content himself. So he has to come at me because if he's just sitting
back. Oh, you're the Josh Innes of this show? Okay.
Apparently, you're trying to.
Oh, everybody's getting clicked
not
off
everybody,
you and your name.
Not everybody, you.
Yeah.
You is particular because I don't remember.
Josh Olale.
I don't remember in any article where I reference you because I don't care about you and I don't need you to be creative.
All right. That's all I'm saying.
All this over sports map.
Sports Map.
Yeah. Sportsmap.com.
It's not even Sports Map. It's John's laziness. He had no ideas. He goes, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to piggyback off a guy who had an original idea and then write an article.
Oh, yeah. That's an original idea because nobody was talking about that. You got it from Trey Wingo. Oh,
I don't even.
Yeah. You're, all right. Yeah. I was slurping up Trey Wingo.
Actually, you know what? Yeah. I didn't get it from Trey Wingo. I was disgusted by Trey Wingo and anyone who liked him who thinks
and
that way.
I was
way.
Disgusted by you
well,
every
you
day.
Didn't, you didn't read my article, so. You're not disgusted because you're lazy. No,
you've been talking about it here.
Talking about what?
About this story about Tom Brady and your hatred
for him. That it's okay not to root for him?
Yeah.
John.
Then how about you write the article the way it's supposed to be written?
Can you please call Richard Drake at Renter's Warehouse? Because apparently you are renting out space in Dell's head right now. Because you are in there. He is in there.
In his head.
No.
Did I write an article about him?
No.
Oh my God. You two just make love already.
Stop.
No.
You guys.
He's in Dell's head.
No.
You're the one that started all this.
How could he be in my head? I'm not writing about John.
Started all this.
Right. Sports Map is joining.
Why didn't you bring your phone over here and do this and then put it and I could have videotaped it and we would have had our own Radio Row moments. We could have had a Radio Row moment. Do you guys miss it all? Now,
we got to go. We got to talk about say hello to Sports Map.
Oh, we got
to
say yes.
Oh, let's go to Sports Map where you can find John's article too.
94.1.
John's trash article.
But John getting all in your kitchen. That's what he did.
I'm in your head, John.
How about mybookie.ag? Want to bet on it? Want to bet on the game?
Ooh. Dell,
what do you two? That doesn't make any sense. That's what you two just did.
That's right. That's true.
MyBookie.ag. MyBookie.ag. You can't watch the Super Bowl without some bets on it. You just can't.
Unless Tom Brady's in it.
Yeah, Tom Brady's. You got to watch it. Okay. That's right. If Tom Brady's in it, you should just watch it for the greatness. But if you want to get the bets on Tom Brady, bet on Tom Brady. You will have won a lot of money over the years if you bet on Tom Brady. All you have to do is go to mybookie.ag. Not only that, but all the prop bets. We talked about it earlier. How long is Pink going to sing? How many quarterback sacks? How many, you know, whatever. The punt is longer than the longest TD. It's unbelievable the number of prop bets that you can get. And there's something that's going to pique your interest and make you some money. You can make money while you're watching the game, all at mybookie.ag. They'll match up to 50% of your first deposit if you use the promo code radio. Listen, they're awesome. They pay. You'll love it. 844-900-BETS. 844-900-BETS. Promo code radio or just go to mybookie.ag.
ESPN 97.5.